The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, it's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what time it is. It is time for Boat Smart with Stephen Schmidt from Georgetown Technical College, Marine Services instructor. And this is a segment that is sponsored by our friends at Key Marine of Northwest Florida. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this week.
He's looking very calm.
I've lost track now. I have no idea what week we're in. It's at four now, I think.
I couldn't. Don't look at me.
I've been doing a countdown or a count up. I don't have no idea.
Don't look at me.
It's just crazy over there at Georgetown Technical College. We are having a great week, you know, and it's just been a good fun time.
Yeah, well, I'm loving that the football season is back, as you well know. So
oh, yeah.
That's
no
all
doubt
good.
About that. Go Gators, right?
Go Dogs, baby.
I got Meg to say go Gators earlier, so that was pretty good.
I will deny it. I'll say it was AI.
We got it on the podcast, so we'll get it back up there.
You are listening to Boat Smart.
It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can check them out for all their specials they have on their Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel outboard engine and MerCruiser products. So, yeah.
I'm mad at you now.
I have at my head now. I remember it after about 10 years of doing this. So, yeah.
And
when they add another line, I have a problem with that. You know?
Well, yeah, but you got the new thing now.
Yeah, it's a new thing. So, yeah. So, they can take care of any of your service needs on those products. You can also check them out on Facebook. They have put their consignments on there as well and things
Excellent.
Like that. So, yeah.
And now's probably a good time to take your boat or vehicle in because
right now
end
it
of
is.
Summer, it's a little, people are slowing down, getting them out of the water.
Yeah.
Good time to get it checked, right?
They're slowing down a little bit because last weekend was Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
right? That's kind of the last boating,
big boating
deal of the year. So we went out on Sunday.
I saw your videos
yeah,
on Facebook.
So we went out on Sunday and had a little issue.
Uh-oh.
On Sunday, and I didn't have my camera rolling. I wish I would have.
What happened?
I was at Mahogany Mill. We talk about boat ramps, and which are my favorite, which aren't. Now I have a non-favorite one.
Okay.
I'm all the way to the end of the dock, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting there, and there's a sailboat putting in. Probably about a 25-foot sailboat. They're putting it in the water, and they park on the dock also.
Right.
And I'm waiting on a couple more people to show up, and I mean, I'm all the way out. I'm probably... I don't know, 50 feet, 100 feet, I'm a long ways from the sailboat. Well, when they get ready to leave, they decide to run up the back of my boat and hit my boat.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. They didn't do any damage, but we were able to push the bow off, and then the lady on the sailboat put her foot on my cowling, and it pushed their boat away.
Oh, no.
You know, and apologized. But the most amazing part of that was I kept calm. So
well, good for
I
you.
I stayed calm.
Because that could, when someone does something like that, it's easy to get upset.
I was practicing what I preach on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Stay calm, you know, understand that not everybody has the same skills that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a close call, and I'm really happy that there was no damage, but it, you know.
Right. Well, and that no one got hurt.
You know, and they were very apologetic. Of course,
didn't
very
mean
embarrassed.
To. Yeah,
I just wish I had a camera running. So,
Well, we do have the cameras running for your show that
we
you
do.
Put on YouTube.
We
so
do.
Mention
I
that,
love doing
and then
that.
We got to introduce our guests this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, we do. So we have Miss Megan Carroll with us today. She mm-hmm. is our assistant principal, and it's anniversary
it
day.
It is. It is.
Oh,
yes, anniversary
okay.
day.
Yeah.
So you are 1 year.
1 year.
As the assistant principal
at
Georgetown.
Yeah. Well, and it's 1 year for my anniversary, like when I was on here last, too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
well,
he
congratulations.
Had me at the very beginning. So, yeah,
excellent.
You.
Yeah, so she's been over for a year, and we were talking about having guests on the show.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And you're still standing and smiling, so that's a good sign.
I am.
She came back. That's awesome.
So tell us about the year. Tell me a little bit about how you're feeling right now a year into this.
So I think the biggest thing has been, first of all, it's been an extremely positive experience for sure. I think that the biggest like takeaway that I can is that things just never slow down. It is always like just absolutely just so busy. I was talking to an instructor this morning and we were talking, he was like, well, how's your week been? I was like, well, it's been crazy, you know, and it's just like every week is just, there's just so much going on that it never feels like there's any lulls, which I like though. It keeps us all on our toes and it's exciting. So it's been a very positive experience though.
So what is your main job description as an assistant principal? And is that kind of like what you thought it was going to be, or did it change when you
well,
got there?
First of all, I like to take a job description from one of my favorite shows, The Office. I'm the assistant to the principal is how I like to do it.
Oh,
I always like to defer. Mr. Brooks knows what he's doing. He does a great job. And I definitely just try to do whatever I can to help him out. But it is very different from what, you know, the K-12 side of things would be. And I know that, you know, everybody, you know, kind of tries to compare it. We don't have sports. You're right, we don't. But we do have 27 programs. Mm-hmm. And we do have night classes. We do have a lot going on. So I think just from, you know, just the job description, like you said, is quite different from what it would be from like a K-12 experience. So just I've had to learn a lot. And I'm still learning. And I still use it as an excuse at work when people, I'm like, I'm new. And they're like, you can't use that anymore. And I'm like, I feel like I can at least for a little bit longer.
Well,
so I get a grip.
I'm coming up on a year next month-ish. So I'm still saying I'm new.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Keep holding on as long as you can.
I'm with you.
So after a day, you're no longer new.
Oh.
Right? So we'll do it that way.
Oh, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that.
So what have you learned from your experience? Give me some ideas of what you've learned through this year that maybe you didn't think you would actually learn going through school.
So
as a assistant principal.
Okay. And I think that learning a lot about, this is also one of the things that has probably the hardest thing about this position is learning about all like the financial aid aspects, all those opportunities.
I bet that's complicated.
It is. It's just like getting my mind wrapped around that. I said it last year. I don't want to just sound like a broken record, but I came from the K-12 world. That wasn't anything we ever had to consider or even think about.
Right.
So just the amount of funding, like the different funding that comes in and
grant
like
sources
and trying to balance all of that and, you know, figure out where we can get assistance from. So that was probably that's one of the biggest things that I feel like is probably the hardest part and something I'm still trying to tackle. But on a positive note, one thing that I've learned is that I was talking to one of our counselors yesterday. Hey, Miss Moultrie. And, you know, she was just talking about what we do at Georgetown and what so many people just don't realize what we do. And she said that she had heard from someone else that had, you know, previously been a counselor there as well, is that we're a beacon. And I fully believe that. Like, we are a beacon for so many people. And just the, you know, not just the post-secondary, but people coming to get their GED, adult high,
right,
all the opportunities that are there. And I'm very proud to say that I'm a part of that and that I work there.
I think the GED program is very, we don't talk about it enough.
We don't.
And when I see somebody that comes there for a GED or and it's going, I always ask them how they're doing. I want to make sure they're having, you know, learning and I always tell them congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's a great step that you've taken. I had a text from a person who supplies our parts over at some of our parts stuff at Georgetown. And we were talking about life in general and jobs and things. And so I mentioned, why don't you take a class out here? And now this person told me the other day, said, I'm moving forward with that because, because they're kind of, you know, maybe they're stuck in a situation and think they're not worthy of having another job or that's all I can do and that kind of stuff. So we give people who has that mindset of this is all I can do an opportunity to do more.
Right.
And it's scary for people. I mean, it's scary to be out of school for so long and to commit and to come back. That's very overwhelming. That's a huge undertaking. And it's not something to take lightly. And I think that a lot of people do look at it that way. But, you know, some of our people have been out of school for decades, you know, and they're very, you know, unsure of themselves and they need to build that confidence. And it's just so exciting to see them, you know, meet those milestones for themselves. A lot of them aren't doing it for any other reason, just for themselves.
Right. Well, you can start over any time, really.
You can.
And we are getting, as we get older, I'm just going to put it out there, we are getting younger, right, Stefan?
Yeah, we
absolutely.
Are.
We're definitely. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Boat Smart. So if you have any comments or questions about Georgetown Technical College or about your boat, text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yep. We'll let Miss Carol answer the boat question.
Oh, no, that's
she learns a lot when she comes down to my area.
Okay. I do. Very impressed.
Is that your favorite part, walking around and
yes.
seeing how classy? Because she's there. We swap nights. The administration does nights mm-hmm. and because we have night classes, right?
Right.
And she always comes into my classroom when she's on at night to hang out, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only to see if I'm doing something wrong, probably, but, you know. So tell us about the walk-arounds and what your mind thinks when you do that.
I'm just absolutely floored at the skill level of not only our students, but our instructors as well. And just seeing those teaching moments in that, you know, in such a different, it's not a classroom environment. It's a, you know, on the job, basically, environment. And just hearing the knowledge and seeing what the students learn. And I have to use an example from Mr. Schmidt's class just this week. Went in there and was walking around, and a couple students, they were like, do you see what we're doing? Like, they're rebuilding an engine, right?
Yeah, they're tearing one down.
Yeah, they're tearing one down and rebuilding it.
Yeah, you talked about
and,
that.
And they looked at me and they just said, don't you remember just a month ago we were rebuilding a trailer? Mm. Like, just like with boards. We weren't doing anything like mechanical or anything. You know what I mean? Like, they were doing something they needed for class, but it wasn't. And just the pride. They just looked so proud of themselves. I was so excited for them. It was just so cool to see growth in like such a short amount of time. And, you know, just in general, walking around and watching the students like welding or working on vehicles and seeing what their product is at the end, it is just, it's overwhelming. Like, it's amazing.
I think that's great.
Yeah,
that's,
and they're so passionate. Great. Like, seeing people do what, like, this is what they're going to do, you know,
yeah.
and they
yeah.
love it.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to say to you, look what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, you know? They're so proud.
They're proud of it,
they
and they
are.
Want you to see that.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of times I'm somewhere else and I don't know she's down there hanging out and she's hanging out with my students,
okay.
learning what they're learning. So that's pretty
right.
cool.
I got some text that just
okay,
came
great.
In. Said, this one's for Miss Megan. It says, how amazing are those instructors at Stone College, especially the aviation instructors? You know somebody named Will?
I do. Hey, Doc. How are you? No, they are all so impressive. They are all so amazing. And, you know, we've talked about it before. Like, our instructors are masters of their craft. They know that way better than anything I would be able to, you know, I will never be at that level with their knowledge, with their content area. And just watching them do what they like, what they know the best, you know, and teaching students and interacting with their students and just having that rapport. I mean, it's so
nice.
Great. Our aviation is they're top notch. I mean, for sure. Great.
This is great.
Great guys. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
so
that's
so,
a good thing. They yeah. can self-promote themselves. I like that because I do it all the time. So good job.
So I was going to ask the question as I'm sitting here listening, I want to go back to school now. So
yeah.
y'all get me all excited about doing something.
Yeah.
Not sure I'm going to be doing the boat thing though.
That's okay.
Not real mechanically inclined, but let's say someone is listening or they've got someone they know or a friend that might want to get into a new career.
Right.
We're into the new fall semester, but is now the time to start looking at next semester and signing up and finding out about that financial aid and those things?
Now is the time.
Okay.
We have open enrollment, so we enroll quarterly. So we'll be taking a new enrollment in October and then another in January. And I will say now is the best time to come to our school, but it's also, we have a lot of people that are wanting to come and we're very blessed in that area. We have wait lists for everything,
oh,
but
gosh,
we try to
okay.
get through those wait lists. And you know, I just encourage anybody to come out and take a look at what we do. Call and ask if you can do a tour, like schedule something.
Mm-hmm.
Our instructors love to meet with prospective students and just getting out there and seeing all the opportunities that are there because there's a lot.
And that's Georgetown College EDU, is that
yeah,
correct?
Georgetown College.edu.
Okay, mm-hmm. that's good.
Yep.
Okay, we do have some boat questions. You want
okay,
to tackle
let's
some
do it.
Of them?
Yep,
okay.
Let's do it.
I'll let you off the hook, Megan, because
okay.
we can just, you and I, we'll just talk in the corner here.
Okay.
Because this one's pretty specific. Okay, it says, I have a 2005 Yamaha F225. Can it be flashed to an F250?
Mm.
And what does that do to the performance of the engine and fuel mileage, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of people out there that try to, that flashing. Basically,
what
they're doing,
mean?
They're changing the computer, the ECM inputs.
Oh,
and outputs.
Of course, the ECM input.
It's programming, the computer that controls the ignition system, the fuel ratios, all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't recommend it because you end up with more problems in the long run. So you could burn a piston real easy. You can change the dynamics of the way the engine fires and the timing and everything. So I am not a fan of that. And so you can do it, but not a fan. So I hope that answers the question, because you could do more damage than good.
Okay. I was going to say the same thing.
You know?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Better right. Good. So, yeah, I don't recommend it. And you can do a lot more damage.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question. Stefan, I have a Bravo 3 outdrive. I keep hearing about Bravolitis. Can you explain the best way to take care of it and prevent it if possible?
Yeah, the best thing is take it to Key Marine. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's Bravolitis? What is he or she talking about?
That part I don't know, but how to take care of it. May I want to clarify that part. But what I think the thing is, a lot of people don't work on the MerCruiser drives. Mm-hmm. Okay. In our area anymore, but Key Marine does.
Okay.
So if you have any questions or you need any service, that is the place to go in Pensacola. Key Marine Center will take care of that. Maintenance is the key, and getting in there, and those are big drives, so those drives are very hard to deal with. So it's best to have the right tools to deal with that, and it's best to have the best maintenance program on that for longevity.
Mm-hmm. And you can set that up with Key Marine.
Yeah, Key Marine will take care of that for you.
Okay, so good.
Maybe they can clarify what they meant by that, but, you know.
Okay, and if you want to know where Key Marine Center is located, it's 5621 Bower Road in Pensacola. They do have a website, keymarinecenter.com, 850-492-0487.
Yep. Give them a call out there. They'll take care of you on that one.
And if you have a boat question or an engine question or a question about the programs at George Stone Technical College, you can always text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and our experts are here on Boat Smart.
I think we kind of answered this question about the hardest part of your job. Is that the paperwork and trying to take care of all the...
The financial aid, the purchasing, the figuring out... working with grants. It's just because it's been completely out of my wheelhouse. Like nothing I've ever had to kind of do before, you know. Even when I was a teacher, I was in workforce, but we had wonderful workforce specialists and a director that did that for us. And so it's just a lot to learn on top of everything else. So.
Do you feel like you're an organized person?
I think that that's a targeted question because you've seen my desk.
Well, you've seen mine, so.
I know, but you were like type A, like meticulous, and you know that is not me.
Yeah, see, I think
that's on blast now.
And she is not. My goal every year is to clean my desk off, and by the time I'm in 2 weeks in, it looks like crazy.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
I feel like I'm organized in the ways that matter, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like keeping track of, I make a lot of to-do lists. Don't always get to those to-do lists, but mm-hmm. I do make the list, and I have things laid out. But overall, if you were to look at my office right this second, you would be like, this lady. So I'm not going to put on any kind of airs. Like, I'm just going to be completely honest.
See,
like, no.
I'm a big – I'm old school. So on my desk, I call it pile management.
Yes,
I have
piles.
To-do piles.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I categorize things that
big
way.
Big fan of piles.
It's old school. Sorry. It's old school.
I just push everything back in the closet and leave it in there until I can deal with it later.
Falls out.
Eventually, I can't get in there, so now I got to move stuff around again. That's kind of how I do it.
Yeah, call that hoarding.
So what changes have you made since you've been there that you're proud of, or something maybe you changed and it didn't work, something like that maybe?
So I think when it comes to changes, everything that I think about is more like from an aesthetic point of view, I guess you could say. We've kind of are in the process of really revamping our student services area where our counselors are. So we've our wonderful facilities for the district has been just amazing getting things done. So we've torn down some walls, made some bigger classrooms, made a couple bigger offices. We've built a couple walls and taken out some old cases and things like that, and just, you know, trying to make it seem more of, you know, get that college atmosphere, that feel, and an inviting place for students to come. And I think the thing that, and it wasn't just something that I changed, but our student services area, I'm pretty excited about that, and having a place that students can come whenever they need to work on anything, and being able to have the internet and have working computers and, you know, that assistance that they need, whether it's enrollment, financial aid, just classwork.
Yeah, that's a big deal, because a lot of students don't have access to computers at home.
That's true.
So they can come to school and do their research and stuff like that.
Yep.
To be honest with you, the best part that I think is you change that where you walk in area where we come up into from the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And we put that little wall up right there where our the secretary,
the
receptionist is.
Yeah.
That area changed 100%, and it's very inviting. And that was your idea.
Yes.
Right? And it turned out really good. I appreciate that. Yeah,
Thank you.
Very much. And the bigger offices.
Yes.
Ms. Harrison.
Yes, and Ms.
She
Kirkland.
Has a bigger office,
they
and
do.
She loves that.
Yes,
you know?
She does.
So she has that big office, and that helps out too.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
So somebody's phone's ringing.
It's mine. Where did it go?
I grabbed it.
You know, I always try to turn this thing down. And I'm hoping, I am really hoping that my students aren't listening to this show because I get on to them all the time about phones, right?
Oh.
And then there you are.
There you go.
Yeah. And I did a boo-boo, so.
It's okay. Do as I say.
I'd actually turned it down.
You are a teacher, right? Isn't it do as I say, not as I do?
I actually answered it and they were listening, so I messed that up too. So anyway, I hung up on them.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Okay.
Well, if you just joined us, this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Excited to have the assistant principal, Megan Carroll, who is here from Georgetown Technical College. And we have every week, Stefan Schmidt hosts the show.
Yep.
He's the Marine Services instructor and our smart guy on Boat Smart.
That's right.
We're having fun. And last night I did our What Did You Learn? And I actually videoed it. So I have a video of our What Did You Learn? I actually made a mic.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
Mics, and I
think
passed
we have
it around.
A future Steven Spielberg in our midst.
You know, so I passed the mic around last night, and we did our Student of the Month, and I want to give a shout-out to Tyler because he won our Student of the Month.
Hey, and congratulations,
got a
Tyler.
Tool and a certificate and a nice cup from Blingfest Creations.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Okay.
So we did that, and, you know, and the new students have started electrical, too.
Ooh.
So they are starting electrical. You came in last night and they were doing electrical, I think. And that's a big part of our curriculum is electrical. So they're doing that as well.
Wow.
So we're just having a good time over there.
And how long is the course going now? You started a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, 4 weeks now. We were in our 4 weeks and, you know, they got a long ways to go.
Okay.
So we got a long ways to go. I got people all the way from Texas looking for employees.
No kidding.
Yeah, calling me. I got an email from Texas the other day. Hey, if you got anybody, you know, we're a Yamaha dealer, Mercury dealer. Send them our way as they graduate, you know.
Well, don't you have some great numbers as far as how many people you have helped to find positions?
You know, it just, I could go through years and years and years and see, you know. And a lot of them I still keep in touch with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, he does.
A lot
he
of them
humble.
I still keep in touch with, yeah.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
What do you want to add today? You have anything cool going on that you want to talk about?
I do, and it actually has to do with you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, for the past few years, I don't know how long, but in every year that I've been in so far, so two, Perkins has also has this initiative called the Equipment Upgrade and Modernization Grant.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically for particular career clusters they focus on and particular classes. And it's basically for post-secondary schools to be able to get funding to help modernize and update their equipment for their students. And so this year, one of the career clusters that was listed as a priority just happened to Mr. Schmidt's class fell into that.
Uh-huh.
And so we were able to turn in our application for that. And we received word that we did receive that funding.
Wow.
And so it's going to be over, if we get it fully funded, which I think we are, it's going to be over $120,000.
What?
And we are going to be getting, I just want to make sure I wrote it down because I just want to make sure, 9 outboard motors.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
And so that's going to help
us. Did you know, Stefan? Did you know this?
He knew we were going for it.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Fantastic. What great news. And you announced it right here on Pep Talk.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it's going to make our students, it enables them to be able to earn, I think, a couple additional certifications or help them prepare for that. So it's going to be really awesome. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's outboard and inboard, though, and I know we have inboard, and now we're going to have outboard.
Outboard, I appreciate that so much. Thank you for letting me know that today.
That's
a big surprise, and I'm happy about that. We tried for it a year ago, didn't go through, first year, and now
correct.
We had it this time.
Yep.
120,000?
So, yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
And, you know, it's going to help the students.
Of course. That's the
whole bottom line, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And out in the career field, and we're getting smaller motors up to the larger motors, and it's just going to help them when they go out into the field.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, we got about a minute left, don't we?
Well, about 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's been a good show. I appreciate you coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having
Happy
me.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And we are glad you're in school. We appreciate you, and you always bring that smile around. I love that. You know, she brings a smile around to school and stuff like that. So thank you so much for that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, and we appreciate the listeners and the text and calls today.
Yeah, we did.
Thank
so
you
thanks for that.
Too. Yeah.
And, so nice that you could come in. It's nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you as well.
You don't have to wait for another year to come back.
Alrighty.
Get an update again.
Yeah, we'll do it again for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, how about if we do the website again, way they can reach you?
georgetowncollege.edu, and we're looking at keymarinecenter.com. Check out their website as well.
All right.
850-437-1620 is our number. We can't do that no more. End of the show.
I know. Well, here's the thing. You can go boating this weekend, right? Because it looks like the weather's going to be perfect.
I'm going Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to Boat Smart. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
All
See you next Friday.